This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
His mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, you've heard a lot about the Zika virus. Well, tonight, one of the leading experts on that subject says, forget what you've been told so far. It's actually much worse than you ever imagined.
That's right, Jeff. Some new information here. One of the most well-respected doctors on the planet when it comes to tropical diseases says Zika is much more of a threat to North America and this hemisphere than Ebola ever was. He's calling the spread of the Zika catastrophic.
Oh, come on. Oh. I give up. What's the point?
That's serious. God, I mean, that worse than Ebola? Wow.
Say that again. It's worse than Ebola?
Yeah, far worse than Ebola. I mean, it's a catastrophe.
Oh, man, is anybody bleeding from the eyeballs from Zika? Well, is anybody actually, have they actually connected Zika virus to any birth defect? Least of all, microcephaly.
But Robert, this is like the leading doctor on the planet.
I've never heard of him. Who is
Dr.
this?
What's
his name?
I don't know.
See, you don't even know his name.
I'm trying to guess who it would be. I mean, who did you say?
It's not Manny Albert. I thought it was Tony Fauci from NIA.
Fauci? This guy's name, his name is Peter Hotez.
Peter Hotez,
and apparently he is the dean for the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University.
We should bring in PMB from Baylor. Ty Bollinger went there. See if he ever ran into this guy.
The leading doctor on the planet.
On the
says,
planet, really?
Well,
they're trying.
That makes it true.
They want to lend some gravitas to the bogus statement. Zika causes everything. Why not just end it all now? You know what? Just blow up the planet. That way we'll be sure no one gets Zika. I mean, this is just silly, I would say, but it's insanity.
No, we need to take this guy seriously, though, because he wears a bow tie.
Ugh, man. Him and Bill Nye, the science
guy.
Bill
Nye.
Yeah. Or Paul Simon, remember him? Not the singer, but... Oh, man, this is a crap. Zika, the headline reads, Zika brain damage may occur in babies with normal size heads. So there's no birth defect, but it might cause brain damage. Wait a second. I thought, you know, in what we found over the months of covering this is that there's a negative correlation. In other words, it's happening, the so-called microcephaly, in over like 9 out of 10 of the cases, no evidence that there's any sign of the Zika virus, which would be, you know, I'm trying to figure out what causes, I don't know, let me just think about this, headaches. All right, let's just throw it out. What causes headaches? And in 1 out of every 10 cases of headaches, it's happened in a bowling alley. Okay? And so then they say bowling alleys cause headaches. And you're like, wait a second, it's only happening in 1 out of 10 cases. How do bowling alleys cause headaches? What about the other 9 out of 10 times? Or at the least you would expect 7, 8, or 9 out of the 10 times, so you could say, yeah, well, maybe 1 out of 10 is immune to bowling alley headaches, right? But 1 out of every 10 is a headache. You know, you see what I'm saying? Anybody with any level of sense left in them would say, how do you claim that Zika is causing anything? Since 1947 we knew about it. We've been tracking it. We've been seeing it. And it's really not doing anything. Now everybody's going to have a birth defect and they're trying to frighten women. In the United States, pregnant women, women-to-be pregnant, are very nervous, apparently. But, of course, those are not the listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those are the women who are watching the nightly news or watching CNN or MSNBC, maybe even Fox News if they're covering it this way. Instead of calling them out that this is BS, this is basically to run cover for the $1.9 billion that Obama is demanding for vaccine production, investigation, for a vaccine that's either right around the corner or they already have in the can. They're just waiting to spring it upon you when enough people are freaked out over it. And the CDC says everybody should get it, especially children that are born, if their heads aren't already small, let's just inject them along with the hepatitis B vaccine, because you never know when those little babies will sneak out and run to Brazil without mommy and daddy and go to a mosquito party just to see how tough they are.
A mosquito party?
I don't know. I just made that up. I mean, like, this is so ludicrous.
Is that
what,
like,
what
a chicken pox party?
I guess so. It's like, yeah, I'll show you how good we are. Yeah. So, where do we go from here, Super? That's why I say I give up.
Well,
and not in a good way.
Here's the thing that gets me on this. Fox News put out, and of course, you know, Fox News has been jumping up and down about Zika because they're the fear and run for the hills TV network. Mm-hmm. But they came out with this article talking about how Zika fears are building among women in the U.S. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah, but why? You know, let's talk about the why this is happening. Why are women across the United States becoming terrified of Zika? Well, Fox News, we can blame a lot of this on you and your friends in the media because you are constantly pushing out this narrative that we need to be terrified of this thing, just like the clip that we opened up with where we've got this dingledore doctor in Baylor that's, you know, like, this was worse than Ebola, it's worse than the plague, it's, you know, the end of the world, coupled with things like this other article, of course, by Fox News, talking about how pregnant women may be more susceptible to mosquito bites. Now, what a coincidence. We're talking about Zika, the mosquito-borne plague that's going to ruin, you know, life as we know it, being spread by mosquitoes. And now, oh, hey, we've got new research showing that if you're pregnant, you're more likely to get bit by a mosquito. How could you be a woman in the United States and not be terrified if you're going by what the media is trying to get you to believe?
Yeah, which is why if those of you are still, and maybe you're in transition, and I understand that, you're like toe dipping. You're like, we'll check out that Robert Scott Bell show. I heard he's pretty crazy, though. He doesn't really believe what, you know, major networks believe, and he reports on health things in a way different way. I'm not sure. It might be too radical, but I'll check it out, you know. I'm intrigued, right? Okay, but there are people that have never stepped outside of the mainstream media still, even today. Even though there's growth in new media, even though there's growth in the things like Jeffrey Jackson is doing. And we can't help them. They're still so programmed and hypnotized by this that they'll actually still believe when the government says this is a real threat. This is a real issue. Mosquitoes are annoying. I'm not going to argue that they don't aren't vectors for disease sometimes, particularly malaria in equatorial regions. But the Zika virus being more devastating than Ebola? And even Ebola crapped out in America because there's selenium. Even though many people are deficient in selenium, we got base levels of selenium that's way higher than in certain areas of Africa where Ebola is so prevalent. And we've talked about the pesticide link once again. The lack of sewage, sanitation, adequate hygiene, nutrition, all of these things as a reference point and vector for disease transmission, as opposed to being actually the virus is the real issue, the cause. They need always the virus. Why? Because it's the cover story to protect global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state from you and from me and from your kids and from your grandkids who would bring the pitchforks, whether it be in lawsuits or other mechanisms or means, to put a halt to this intoxication of the people and the animals on planet Earth. It's not our fault. Oh, yeah, well, sure, we dump mercury everywhere. We put it in needles, but it's not our fault. It's the virus's fault. Zika's got a great name. Sounds like a drug, right? They love the names of drugs that have a Z in it or double X's or Y's. You know, we've talked about the programming that's involved there and the marketing and the investigation, the research that goes into naming a drug. Who named Zika? Man, they got a gold mine coming if the people of planet Earth don't wake up and realize they are all being lied to about viruses, particular Zika in this case.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-boggling to watch the news on this thing. It's just every other day there's something coming out where, you know, even if you disagree with the Zika-causing microcephaly, they're coming up with 5, 6, 7 other reasons why you need to be afraid of Zika. Well, in the meantime, they're trying to push these billions of dollars into creating a vaccine. If you can't see, if you can't connect the dots on this, and you can't see how this is just the plague, the epidemic of the year, where they're yet trying to find another way to give people vaccines for, and we're talking everybody, not just pregnant women. Now we got to give it to men because men are giving it to women. And you got to give it to, everybody because, you know what, even if your kid doesn't have microcephaly, they might still have brain damage from Zika. It just goes on and on and on. They keep rewriting, moving the goalpost on this thing, in essence, where it's going to be inevitable that they're going to come up with a vaccine. And if you don't get the vaccine, I guarantee you, if you don't get the vaccine and if they continue on with this story that they've put together, they're going to start now looking at you as being somebody who's endangering your neighbor's children or potential children because you haven't gotten the Zika vaccine.
Well, that's it. And listen, this is why you've got to wake up now, not later, because you don't have a lot of time on this. When they start outlawing speech that speaks against the medical-industrial complex, this is coming, folks. Though that's why they tried to come up with the term anti-vaxxer, and that's how SB 277 was successful in being implemented, or it's in the process maybe of being halted in reverse. But it's because they labeled you, and you bought it. You didn't fight back. You didn't push back hard enough at first. You thought, this is silly. And it is. It's stupid. But yet there are enough people who are the zombies in the zombie apocalypse that has already occurred. The sleeping masses on Ambien, diluting reality to the point where they can tell you that you're the danger when the zombies are really the dangerous ones. This is self-fulfilling prophecy, and women are going to start drenching their bodies in DEET, and guess what? Neurotoxic damage, birth defects from DEET. They'll blame it on Zika as well. We got Joni Abbott coming up saying an apology to all you nice guys out there.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, today, I wonder if we could find a woman who's not afraid of Zika. Not afraid. And maybe who's been pregnant in her life, so she knows from what she speaks. And we found her. Homegrown health. Joni Abbott is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Joni!
Hey, Robert. Thank you so much for having me on. And yes, I fear no Zika. I've not feared Zika since 1940s. You know, when it was first discovered.
You were not fearing Zika before it was cool not to fear Zika. You were so hip.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm just ahead of my time. What can I say?
No, let's admit it. You're a total nerd like I am, but you just happen to dance way better than I do.
I don't know. We can put that to the test next time I see you. I am a total nerd, and while you were talking about your boy, Peter Hoseth, the guy who's the, you know, international leading scientist and naysayer for anybody who doesn't believe in Zika, I did a little digging on him during the break, and I think I know why he's so darn invested in comparing this Zika virus to being worse than Ebola. Ready for this?
Yes.
Buckle up, Robert Scott Bell listeners. Here we go. Hotez is the president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute.
Ooh.
He also leads the Sabin Vaccine Institute and Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development.
Oops. Busted.
He's a pediatrician as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he also he writes extensively about vaccine diplomacy, the opportunity of using vaccines as instruments of foreign policy and to promote global peace, especially among poor countries seeking nuclear weapons technology.
Holy tamale, this guy's a vaccine opportunist.
Oh, vaccine opportunist to the max. So So that's why they gave him, you know, the pharmaceutical companies pay the mainstream media, so that's why they gave him such a voice. So
well, crazy, and such a title, the leading voice, right? Not just, I'm like, that was what Super Don and I were like, scratch our heads going, the leading voice? How come we never heard of this guy, right? Mm-hmm. So somebody paid for some serious PR on this guy.
Oh yeah, he's been hooking up with people and doing vaccine initiatives on even like human hookworm. He was trying to develop a vaccine for that back in 1999. So he's a long term bought and paid for scientist and sci-scientist, as mm-hmm. Jeff says on your show before. So, you know, John Rappaport wrapped it up really nicely in his July 1st article. He said the entire platform of proof that Zika causes microcephaly has descended into gibberish, and this is just all part of that.
Yeah, well, this doctor you mentioned, he's a hoser, and our Canadian listeners know what that is. Joni Abbott's with us, Homegrown Health Radio, and we've got it linked up. The article we're going to get into in a moment relates to nice guys. You know, I add this, do they always finish last? Because you hear that, nice guys finish last. And as I was previewing your article, your blog post, whatever you want to call it, about this, and my son was filming me or taping, whatever they do now with Facebook Live, right? And I previewed, and Joni Abbott's going to be coming up talking about this article where she apologizes to nice guys, right? And my son, I could tell he was visibly moved by what we were going to talk about. He's like, yeah. You know, you could hear him, his posture was going, yeah, what about nice guys? Because he's a nice guy. And he's not a player. He's 16. He's not a player. I wasn't a player at 16. I tried. I'm still not a player. I'm a nerd, right? But the idea that, you know, you watch your friends who are players getting the girls, and you're like, dude, what's wrong with me, right? I'm a nice guy. And the girls are going elsewhere to the tough guys. Maybe not the tough guys the right way to say it, but the guys that don't treat them nicely. You're like, why would a woman do that? And you've got some hints about that. We got about a minute before break. Maybe you can plant some seeds for where we're going with this.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of guy friends. I work in a male-dominated industry, and I have a lot of guy friends, and this is something that they have just continuously struggled with. I mean, and it haunts them well into their dating years, into their 20s, and even hinders some of their relationships later on. And I started thinking about, like, I was that girl. I never meant to be, but I started digging into my own homegrown health, the emotional aspect of my physical health, and had to do some internal digging and work on figuring out why it is I made that decision, and I'll tell you all about that coming up next.
Okay, Joni Abbott's with us, and so this is our relationship part of the show. Occasionally we do that. We talk, you know, with Liam about the whole idea of what's the nature of relationships, marriage, not marriage, and obviously it's controversial because everybody's got their view, their dogma, and then we talked about it in terms of energy. But let's talk about it in terms of consciousness. Why, for you nice guys out there, why do the women that you you're like, hey, I like that girl. Why does she like, well, she likes me, but why won't she date me? She's dating that guy who's abusing her. And I don't necessarily mean beating her up, but she's not being nice to her. Why does that happen? Maybe we'll get to the bottom of that with Joni Abbott. She's got an apology letter out there for all you nice guys. Read it. We've got it linked up back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got to switch it up for Joni. Give a listen to this.
Oh, but a night. Oh, yes, it's late at night. And the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's late at night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's it, Joni. You got your theme. Ladies' night.
Thank you. You got me dancing in my seat right now.
All right? I know. I'm not going to dance unless I'm going to make somebody laugh, then I'll dance. So here we go. Joni Abbott, your blog post at Homegrown Health, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's an apology. Not an apology tour. It's just an apology to nice guys. And like, oh, I'll set the stage here. So I've kind of been talking about it. Maybe I'm not getting the angles right, but there are a lot of people that are probably going, yeah, what about that, Joni?
Yeah, so I was talking and hiking with a friend of mine, and he was the nice guy. And I realized after we were talking about relationships and how that set him up for different relationships and becoming bitter for many years in the dating world for women because of that, I just felt intuitively, like I just stopped him and I said, I'm sorry. Like I was that girl to another guy. And I'm sorry, and I just wanted to, like, promote an environment of healing. And then I just said to myself, oh, my gosh, I think I have an article here. So I started thinking about all the nice guys that I had passed up, you know, early on in high school and a couple in college, that there was nothing wrong with them. But it wasn't it was always me not feeling worthy. I had to really, really dig deep and think about the decisions that I was making early on in an age and what was setting me up for relationship disaster and relationship unsuccess and even abusive relationships. What was setting me up to attract those? Why did I make that decision? Because I felt like I owed him an answer on behalf of, like, every girl who has ever done it, right? And I know it's frustrating because I've watched the heartbreak. I've watched the guys hang their heads down when I said no. Hmm. And it broke my heart as well. But I just had to know why. So I sat down and really started thinking about it, knowing that I never really meant to be that girl. So I was operating from an unconscious place. I was operating from a place that wasn't conscious about the decisions I was making in life, yet I was repeating patterns of old hurts or patterns of dysfunctional relationship, inner workings, just from being raised in the world that we live in.
But why do, and again, this is a more of a general statement. I know you can personalize it because that's what you wrote about. Do many of the girls choose the guy that tends to abuse them? And it can, abuse can happen, I realize, on many levels. Can be verbal abuse. It can be physical abuse or whatever. But, do you have an idea going in as like, well, I can change him, right? I can change him. I can make it. Or is it a matter of self-worth? Like, I don't believe that I deserve the nice guy. I'll just go in and try to change the bad boy.
Exactly. I think it operates from a very deep level of self-worth or lack of valuing yourself. And look, I've been doing a lot of internal work on something called healing the mother wound. And that's a whole other topic that we could do for another time. But it's, you know, the inner child within us and how society and how maybe our upbringing is, you know, with the parents and families that we were raised in, how that shuts down our inner child and essentially shuts down our inner voice. And then we get this nonverbal communication that we are not valued, that our opinions don't matter. Children should be seen and not heard. You know, those kind of damaging mindsets in child rearing actually goes on to affect us much deeper and later in life on levels that we are likely, you know, not conscious about. So I found out that I would, you know, gravitate towards the angry men or the men who would not fulfill my emotional needs, guys who would treat me somehow on some subconscious level in an undeserving way because I didn't feel worthy and I didn't have that self-worth nailed down and understanding that I was worthy of love and unconditional, you know, love, unconditional love, because I didn't experience that as much in my childhood. So our deficits bleed over into our adulthood life.
Yeah, Joni, let me kind of ponder this, and maybe you can put that out for the young. I don't know if it's a millennial thing. I think it's a universal thing in terms of, you know, the nice guys watch the girls go choose the bad boys, and they wonder, well, what do I have to be mean to them in that way? Right? They like to be abused, right?
Yeah.
Should I do that? It's like you're not encouraging the good boys to be bad boys, or so to speak. But what is it? Is the message, hey, guys, you don't need to change. You just need to be very selective and be, you know, ready to identify the girl who has self-worth enough to recognize your good values.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they may even have their own, you know, insecurities or deficits with childhood or their own wounds within that make them attract somebody who would not value them. Why do you want somebody who doesn't value you? It takes two people to show up and for a relationship. So, you know, I mean, what my angle on the article was simply that their nice guy-ness haunted me. Because in every relationship, through every tear, through every dark night of the soul that I was going through, their nice guy-ness gave me a standard to compare to. And I would say to myself, man, he would have never treated me like this. So sometimes they end up valuing you long before you recognize the value in yourself. And that's a great love there, you know, the nice guys with the love that they give unworthy people. And until I found my own self-worth, until I was able to do the hard work of realizing I'm so sick of making the same decisions over and over again. I'm so sick of the same type of guy being attracted to me. Until I did that work internally and recognized my own self-worth, you know, it took me doing that in order to realize why I made those decisions in the first place.
Yeah. And Joni, many women wake up only after 1, 2, 3 failed marriages and many children later and have gone through devastation, emotional trauma, financial, economic trauma, etc. And at one point, maybe you wake up and realize, you know what, it wasn't the guys, it was me, as you said, it was my lack of self-worth that caused me to go into these relationships that were ultimately destructive, not constructive.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, our own self-destruction, our own drama, the kind of people that we're engaging with, you can look at it as a lower vibration, or you could vibe higher, and you can really reach for somebody who has integrity. I mean, I ignored a lot of red flags in my life in order to accommodate this relationship that I thought I wanted so badly. And it turned out that the thing that I really wanted, my actions were heading in the opposite direction of the cries of my own heart and the desires of my own soul. Why do we do the opposite thing that we know is not going to put us in the path that we want to be on? And that, again, you know, you're operating from an unconscious level. So you have to really ask yourself, and we're back to this question in everything in life, why? I was the why kid. I got in trouble for asking why all the time. And then I finally had to turn that question on myself and say, why were you doing that? So, I mean, I remember in the despairs of, you know, breakups and divorce, that I remember looking at the nice guy in high school that I turned down. And I just said, I remember crying to my sister. I said, there was nothing wrong with him, but there was nothing wrong. He was a perfectly good guy. And now look at the house that he has, and he works hard for his family, and he and his wife are happy. And I couldn't be happier for him and for them that they finally moved on. And these nice guys got their own self-worth figured out and decided to not only value themselves, but go with somebody who values them as well.
Well, and that's a powerful message for the men, the boys out there, thinking there's something wrong with them, right? It isn't that. It's about you value yourself enough that you may not be willing to play a game of abuse, right? I'm gonna see what I can do to trick this girl to do. You know, it's an interesting dilemma on both sides in relationships, and it's an age-old scenario perhaps as well.
Well, no, at the end of the day, I think I learned the lesson that nothing and nobody is worth compromising your truth and integrity for. If you know thyself, you know, Socrates was, you know, the great philosopher in the early centuries, and he wrote on the temple at Delphi, know thyself. It's the greatest truth that I've known, because when you truly know yourself, your truth becomes immovable, and nobody can shake that. Nobody can make you doubt yourself to the point where you start changing your inner dialogue, and you start changing those inner voices about who you are. And that's really important. And so once you know yourself, you definitely want to make sure you don't allow anybody to make you compromise that. And that's a value. And when you value and love yourself and nurture yourself the way that you should, then you're only going to attract the most beautiful people in your life. And I have some of the best friends. I mean, all of this came out of, you know, a comment made from a friend on a hike. It's crazy. It was so inspiring.
Yeah, well, those inspirations can come from any different place, and I love the message. When we do healing, broadcast healing here on every level, including relationship level, it's fun to be able to talk about this with you, Joni. And you know, your journey has been quite extraordinary, and you've communicated some of those things over the years on your show and here on this show as well, and I appreciate your candor, because it's paying it forward. It's helping folks,
right?
Just like all of the vaccine injured parents, the children of vaccine, well, let me say this, the adults of the vaccine injured children, the moms especially, who said, I wish I would have known, or I wish I would have listened. Now, many of them are calling out the warnings so that other moms and other families don't have to suffer the same way they did. And in a sense, you know, on the relationship issue, you're like, hello, ladies and men, listen to my experience here. Maybe you can learn from it. You won't have to go through what I went through.
Well, exactly. And not only that, I mean, this is a lot of years of you know, ups and downs for me. But in that journey, I realized how greatly my emotional well-being affected my physical health. You know, we want to live and thrive, and we want to live with passion, and we don't want to just merely survive. And that all of that was hindering how I felt. And stress in and of itself can cause chronic disease. We don't feel good. We don't feel well. We're stressed out. We are short-tempered. We're short-sighted then, and we can't love ourselves or humanity. And so it's like, how are we ever going to pay all of this forward and raise the level of consciousness if we don't simply first recognize and look within and deal with the things in our own soul first. And then that way we can basically put our own oxygen mask on first before we can help other people.
Yeah, our good buddy, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, also talks about this, that, you know, do people make bad choices because they're, well, ill? You know, in other words, they choose bad food because they're ill already, or do they choose bad food because they don't feel worthy of choosing higher quality food? And they'll make the excuse that they can't afford the higher quality food because they don't value it enough, or they don't value themselves enough to allow spirit to grant them the gifts that they need to get it. You know, we become our own worst obstacle, our own worst enemy. And Joni Abbott, your willingness to self-reflect on the air and in your blog, Homegrown Health, we love you dearly. And look forward
Thank
to
you.
Dancing with you, even though I will be hard-pressed just to keep up.
That's okay. I'll leave, Robert. I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. When we come back to wrap up the show, 11 grossest things that you can find in hot dogs. And, of course, it's July 4th, so we don't want you to eat the kind of things that they're going to talk about in this article. Be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We do have an Independence Day spectacular tomorrow, July the 4th, for those of you listening, depending on when you're listening. And I think you'll enjoy it. Another great hour-long special edition episode with Michael Bednarik, constitutional scholar. And looking forward to that every year. And we got advanced medicine. RobertScottBell.com for all the links, updates, archives, of course, GCN, our syndicator. And then SoundCloud's another easy way and every place in between. Speaking of July 4th, Mark Dice went out to the beach in Santa Monica and asked questions of our fellow Americans. Quite embarrassing about July the 4th, Independence Day. What is it all about? Let's give a listen. Super Don, no cuss words in this as far as you know?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
All right, cover your ears just in case.
Hi. Why are all these people out here celebrating this weekend?
Celebrating this weekend for the 4th of July?
That's right. Independence from
America.
What?
Independence for America, but independence from
our freedom.
Why? Independence from our freedom? Oh, good Lord. That's it. You know, on the Zika story, I said, I give up. Sometimes when you look at this at Santa Monica Pier, you go, I give up. Maybe that part can just kind of fall off and make it create an island of ignorance out there. Wow.
It gets better.
It does? All right. Let's listen to the man on the street interviews or woman on the street interviews. Mark Dice, Independence Day. Why are you celebrating?
Some founding fathers and signers of the Declaration of Independence have sort of been overlooked. You think maybe John Wilkes Booth or Joseph Stalin should maybe get a little more credit for helping start America?
Yeah, I mean, they were one of the main people to do it. They need their credit, too.
Huh?
I mean, they might not be like George Washington, the first president, but they still have their role.
Joseph Stalin and John Wilkes Booth are still great American founding fathers.
Yeah, and they helped make America. They should get their credit just like George Washington.
They should get their credit.
Just like George Washington, who, by the way, was not the first president of the United States. That's another thing you will learn.
You know, Joseph Stalin, I mean, he was just, you know, the
great
cornerstone.
Great American. John Wilkes Booth. Man, oh, man. This is why you've got to attend the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik and I, August 13th, 14th. Come on. Check it out. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Life-changing information, and we will break the cycle of ignorance that could destroy America if it hasn't already been destroyed from within. Wow, in Santa Monica. And that's where the SB 277 protests were, right there in Santa Monica. You got high-level intelligence trying to counteract the pharmaceuticals, and then you got
a whole lot of rocket science out there on the pier.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad. But, hey, you can have a hot dog. Just you hope you don't find what's in it. Top 11 things found in hot dogs.
I wish I had an Oscar Mayer.
No. If you're going to eat hot dogs, make sure they're organic. And even then, you're like, oh, I don't know. But let's see. People are finding hairs, glass, and potential mercury, a metal staple, a piece of bone, hard and jagged. Yeah, that's very common. When they process these things, you never know when you're getting bone chunks. Glass shards, the tip of a razor blade, a clump of hair, or something rat-like. I mean, I'm going through these really quick,
rat-like.
Super dumb, because
what
it's
would make something rat-like?
It's grossing me out here. A large silverfish. And a silverfish is not a fish. It's like it's an insect.
A bug.
Yeah. A needle resembling an injection needle. A clump of hair looking like eyelashes.
Huh.
And a dime.
A dime. Well, at least with a dime, you're getting something back, right?
Well, I hope it's a mercury dime, which was not mercury. It's actually silver. That would actually be worth something. But
you know what I thought was interesting, though? On number two, it said glass and potential mercury. That sounds like a thermometer.
Right, yeah, somebody stuck a thermometer. Who knows, man? That's scary stuff,
folks. Why would
you
stick a thermometer in a hot dog?
Right. Be very careful, folks, this holiday. It isn't the fireworks that you got to be worried about sometimes. Sometimes it's the hot dogs. Oh, man.
Well, listen, it's simple. You know, I would be willing to bet that the majority of the hot dogs they're referring to are like the massive factory processed assembly line, squirt them into a package type hot dogs. You know, if you're going to grill on the barbecue, grill the good quality food that you get from your local butcher. At least, you know where it's coming from.
If you have one, exactly. Know where your food comes from. All right, folks, we're about out of time this afternoon or this morning, depending on where you're listening. Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear even more on Independence Day. Create a great one. Please learn the reason for the celebrations and then come to the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik. Plan it. You've still got a month or more to get there. I've given you extra time. Do not miss this one, folks. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Thanks for being here. Say thanks to our sponsors as well, including CBD, cannabidiol. You can get 15% off from CB Sciences, RSB15. All right, folks, that's it. Celebrate. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.